With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florida residents are repairing the damage caused by Hurricane Milton and cleaning up debris. A lot of people getting back to their homes. For Canadian Del Oki, it's returning to a vacation home. He says he's never seen it this bad.
Well, we heard that it was coming before, but we've had seven or eight of them come before. Right. They've gone through, and nothing like this one. This one was big time.
Milton smashed through coastal communities, tore homes to pieces, flooded streets, and spawned a barrage of deadly tornadoes. In all, 10 people were killed, at least. If you let your flood insurance lapse, then got hit by Helene, you may be able to renew it.
Certain policyholders in seven states affected by Helene now have extra time to renew. Usually, people with policies in the National Flood Insurance Program get a 30-day grace period to renew policies after they expire and still be covered. The agency is extending that grace period until November 26th.
And that is the BBC Celia Hatton reporting. Gas prices have fallen by the weekend. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
For the first time all week, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in the country decreased on Friday. The new price is $3.20, a very slight drop from Thursday's $3.21. The cost of gas has increased four straight days prior to the release of Friday's pricing. Gas prices are a vital topic heading into the 2024 presidential election. With President Joe Biden deciding not to seek re-election, Vice President Kamala Harris, now the Democratic presidential nominee, must indicate how she will address the country's gas prices and energy costs, and how both affect the economy and people's finances.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. In college football, it's the big Texas-Oklahoma rivalry weekend this year features the Longhorns going in as the undefeated top-ranked team in the country, and both teams now for the first time members of the SEC. This is SRN News. The Chinese government is doing some redecorating.
Communist authorities have been going into churches all across the country and replacing Christian images with pictures of President Xi Jinping or Chairman Mao Zedong. Crosses, crucifixes, pictures of Christ, they're all being pulled down and taken away, and the message is clear. Nothing is above the Communist Party in China. It's all part of an effort by the government to exert greater control over religion and every aspect of life in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has decided to send $68.5 million in aid to Somalia, ignoring the violent persecution of Christians there by the mostly Muslim government. Somalia also supports the Muslim terrorist group Hamas, and government officials have made anti-Semitic statements. International Christian Concern warns that the Biden administration is making a mistake in funding Somalia, saying that the decision to provide the money is encouraging the persecution. This is SRN News. TikTok has been aware its design features are detrimental to young users.
TikTok is also aware that publicly touted tools aimed at limiting kids' time on the site were largely ineffective. That's according to internal documents and communications exposed in a lawsuit filed by the state of Kentucky. The details are among redacted portions of Kentucky's lawsuit that contains the company's internal communications and documents unearthed during a more than two-year investigation into the company.
A federal judge said the Federal Trade Commission can proceed with its landmark antitrust suit against Amazon.
Judge John H. Chun did, however, give the company a small victory by tossing out a few claims made by states involved in the legal fight. The order, which was issued and unsealed recently, is a defeat for Amazon. The online retailer has tried for months to get the case tossed out of court.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. More details at SRNnews.com.